It's great to be with you again today. I mean it. I always look forward to this time every weekday, and I'm grateful you are here. I pray for you every day, and I entrust you to God who loves you. We're following our great and one true and everlasting God right into the final book of His Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ in chapter 1. And today I want to speak with you about time. Time. The Bible speaks of time in several ways, and today we're going to learn three New Testament Greek words used to describe what time means to God. And so, a pun is coming. Let's use our time wisely and dig right in. This is part A of verse 1 of Revelation 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. Circle, if you can, the word soon in verse 1. And then this is verse 3 of Revelation chapter 1. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Circle, if you can, either now or later, the words time and near in this verse. So you have the word soon in verse 1, and the words time and near in verse 3 highlighted in your copy of the Bible. The words soon, time, and near deal with time, and this is important to God. But what do these words actually mean? Well, let's take these words one at a time. And we begin with the word soon. I have already taught verse 1 of Revelation 1 last week, but I saved this word for today because I only want to deal with time one time. Okay, I think that's my last pun for today. In the Greek language, this word is tachas, tachas, and it means in a brief time or quickly. Literally, in quickness. And that's true. But without an adequate understanding of the Greek language, we can be easily fooled by the word soon, used here in the English translations of the text. When we think of soon, we think speed. Soon means coming quickly. Ah, but the use of soon here in the Bible does not mean speed, but rather nearness. Nearness. We can say what John will describe in this book is imminent. It is near. As God sees the events described in the entire book of the Revelation, they will happen soon. And perhaps I can help you to better understand this if I ask you to consider with me the words of Jesus Christ much later in the Revelation. He uses this same word, or a very similar word, for soon. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 7, Jesus says, "And behold, I am coming quickly." Verse 12, "Behold, I am coming quickly." And then again in verse 20 of Revelation 22, "Yes, I am coming quickly." What Jesus means is I'm coming soon, not with speed, but rather with nearness. He is near. Let's be practical. Why should we care about this? Well, in a word, motivation. Because the awesome events of the Revelation, which focus on Jesus Christ and his imminent return, will soon take place. Then we need to be very alert, such that we are motivated to live obedient lives to Christ. Why do I want to obey Christ today? I'm motivated to obey him because I will soon see him. Jesus speaks of this directly in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 42. If you're taking notes, this is Matthew's Gospel chapter 24 and verse 42. "Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming." Please understand the word of our Lord. We do not know when he is coming, but it is soon, meaning imminent, near. This is nearer than you think. And let's proceed now to our second word for the day, down in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. This is the word time. Verse 3 reads in part, "For the time is near." What does this word time in the Greek mean? This is the word kairos. Kairos. And this does not mean hours and minutes on a clock, but rather seasons or epochs or eras. E-R-A-S. The time, the season, the era of Christ's coming is what the book of the Revelation is about. And this time is our third word, near. That's right there in verse 3. "For the time is near." In the Greek text, this word is engus, engus. And this means close. nearby, and imminent. So when we take these three time words together, we get the picture. The time for the events of the revelation are near, imminent, close. This is the season, the era for them to happen. And again, this fits us practically by way of motivation to obey the Lord Jesus. I already read from Jesus in Matthew, and now come with me to see Jesus' words in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. This is Luke, chapter 12, and I will be reading beginning at verse 35 in a moment, just after I set the context before us. In this chapter of Luke, Jesus gives several parables, stories that highlight spiritual truth. A parable is a story designed to highlight deep spiritual truth. And we're about to read the parable of the expectant slave. This speaks clearly and urgently about being ready to see the Christ. In Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 40, Jesus said, "Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them. Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect." What a remarkable parable. I have highlighted the words readiness, immediately, alert, ready, and the phrase coming at an hour when you do not expect. Let me give these to you again. Readiness, immediately, alert, ready, and the phrase, coming at an hour that you do not expect. I've highlighted these in my Bible because all of this speaks to time. The time of Christ's return is close, and I want to be ready for him. Don't you? I want to be the expectant slave of Jesus. Let's await his appearing ready and very excited. We will see him. Now, you might say, yes, but when? When? Mark, when? I agree that Jesus is coming again. I agree that the events of the revelation will literally happen. But back to time, when? Can't you give us a date, a range of dates, something? No, I can't. Nobody can. Listen to Jesus again in Acts chapter 1 and verse 7. "It is not for you to know the times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority." Acts 1:7. Now that is the Son of God telling us, "You do not know." So remember, you do not know. I do not know. Nobody knows. Your favorite radio Bible teacher does not know. Your favorite TV preacher or author or internet preacher does not know. We can never answer this when question. Many foolish people have tried to answer it. They fail every single time. Why? Because they do not know. However, we are to definitely be on the alert. We are to be ready. So will you get ready today? Will you live today on the alert? This week, this month, this year, alert and ready for Christ? I pray you will. We Christians live in a world where the mockers say, "We're crazy. Jesus isn't coming. If he is, then where is he? It's been over 1900 years and still no Jesus?" This is what the mockers say. This is how they think. Listen to 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. "Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming? Forever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.'" And Peter says this is what the mockers say. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verses 3 through 4. In other words, every day is just the same as the day before. Every year is the same as the year before. Nothing ever changes. The world just hums along. So where, crazy Christian, is your Jesus? Where is he? He's near. Revelation 1:1, the things which must soon take place. Revelation 1:3-4, the time is near. By faith we believe every detail we read in the revelation of Jesus Christ will happen. And we will be ready. We will live on the alert. We will live in obedience to our Master Jesus. We are his expectant slaves, and we don't really care what the mockers say. As one who believes by faith deeply in the Lord Jesus, I understand how hard it can be to listen to the voice of the skeptic in your life, the person or persons who sneer at us. Perhaps they tease or taunt you. Where is Jesus? They laugh. Christians are constantly mocked in contemporary culture. The society is ripe with ridicule for us. So be it. Jesus said they would. Peter, the Lord's early disciple and apostle, said they would right there in 2 Peter. We're only experiencing that which is expected. And I believe there is much, much worse to come. We ain't seen nothing yet. Let me ask you this as we close. Are you a mocker or are you a believer in Jesus Christ? Are you a mocker or a believer? If you are a mocker, then I urge you to be a believer. If you continue to make mockery of us, then you mock Christ. And if you mock Christ, then read ahead in the Revelation to find out what will happen to you. God's timing is always perfect. And Christians, we can trust him today. Our three words, soon, time, and near. What a necessary little lesson today from God's word. Thank you for joining me for this. And when you come back tomorrow, it's on to verse 4 of Revelation 1, where we will meet the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Invite someone to be here with you and read Revelation 1 in anticipation of our next time together right here on God Is.